Exodus chapter 37, verse 25 to 29. And he made the altar of incense of acacia wood. A cubit was its length, and a cubit its width, square, and two cubits its height. Its horns were of one piece with it. And he overlaid it with pure gold, its top and its sides, around it, and its horns. And he made a rim of gold around it. And he made for it two golden rings under its rim, on its two sides, on its opposite sides, as holders for poles with which to carry it. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil, and the pure fragrant incense, the work of a perfumer.
What God desires is the prayer at the incense altar. As we have pointed out, this kind of prayer is intercessory prayer. Whenever we open our mouths to pray at the incense altar, our prayers will not be for ourselves. Instead, our prayers will be for God's eternal plan, for His recovery, for His move, and for all His churches. Our prayer will indicate where we are and who we are. In these messages, we have covered certain deeper points related to the prayer life. We all need to put these truths into practice. This may help us to pray more if we realize that we do not need to pray in a formal way. We do not need to offer natural religious prayers. On the contrary, when we arrive at our destination, the incense altar, we shall become intercessors. All day long, we shall intercede for others and for the Lord's interests. This kind of prayer is a fragrant incense to God. This prayer fulfills God's purpose, satisfies His hunger, and delights His heart. As we pray in this way, we know that we are truly one with the Lord. By our prayers of intercession, we are one with Him at the incense altar.